Thank you for calling R-Staff Fiverr. My name is Farmi. May I have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, Scott. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, how are you? How can I help you?
Oh, I got your flyer in the mail for the Fiverr.
Oh, perfect. Can you're calling. You would like to sign up for our service?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Perfect. I can definitely assist you with that. Do you have any questions before we begin?
Yes, I do have questions. I actually am a 45-year telephone man who puts in fiber myself. So I work for Verizon and I work for another company. But I wanted to ask you some questions about yours. Yes, I've heard some good things from some people in our village in Saugerties. Where are you at, miss?
We work remotely. So I work from Poughkeepsie, but our offices are in Kinston.
Okay. You know, I actually drove by them. I wanted to ask a few questions. We're actually doing a similar thing for my company. We give free installation and everything into the customer. I guess what I'm asking is, so this would just be for the internet, correct? The $69?
That is just for the internet, yes. If you would like the landline, it would be an additional $24.99 to the bill.
Okay, so that would be $100 about.
About $94.98, yes, I believe, if I'm doing the math correctly.
All right. Now, when I do, if I was to get the fiber, and I have to tell you the truth, where we are, you know, we had copper for years, and we ran fiber, and we also had the cable company, another cable company, not Spectrum, as a competitor, and we're beating the crap out of them, I'm telling you right now. So if you guys put out a good product, you're going to do really well, especially where I live here in Saugerties. You're welcome. with the internet, does that come along, like if, for instance, you know, I want to watch TV and, you know, I have the router and the modem, will I be able to get a lot of those free vendors to watch different things? You know, like Roku and all that, the channel or YouTube and stuff like that?
Yes, you'll be able to stream with the internet service that we provide you. You'll be able to stream your own channels.
Okay, all the free channels that are available to everyone, I will also be able to get with your product.
So we don't provide the channels. You would have to have those applications to be able to watch the channels.
Okay. And
we only provide the internet.
Okay. But if I have internet, I could, you know, go to that site.
Exactly. Yes. You'll be able to go to the site and download those applications and able to watch TV. Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's $69. Okay. You know what? I have to say everybody on my street is going to want it.
Yeah.
So,
we're looking forward to that.
Do you have any idea when you're going to be getting to my specific area?
Yes.
Saw them a while ago going up and down the street measuring the poles to see if they needed to move cable up or down to run the fiber, you know?
Yeah, so that's what's going to be my next question. I need to, if you can please provide me your address so I can see the in-service date.
Yep, no problem. Okay. My address is 1457.
Mm-hmm.
Glasgow Turnpike, Glasco Turnpike, and that's in Saugerties, Saugerties, and my zip code is 12477.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that information. Let me see what the system tells me. Glasgow Turnpike. Okay, so your specific address, that area, is going to be in service as of November 21st of 2024. However, you are able to sign up and pre-order your service now. The only thing, the installation won't be able to be completed until November 21st or anytime after that.
Okay. Well, I have cable TV right now, so I'm not going to cancel that until they do run that service. So can I just sign up? I mean, that's what we do at our place. We just, you know, give our address, give our name, and say, yes, we want the service.
Perfect. Yes, I'm more than happy to help you with that. And do you know how many gigs are you planning to get? I'm sorry, you said you needed a $69.99 price, correct?
Right. Well, that says here that's 1,000 meg.
Yes. That's 1,000 meg, and that price of $69.99 is when you also when you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing. That comes a little bit later on when I'm on this application. I just want to let you know up front
about the auto billing.
Yes, auto billing and paperless, and that is with your ACH account. It could be your checking or your savings.
Okay, so you take it out of the one of the two. Okay, I see what you're saying. Automatic bill paying. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and so we do provide our own equipment. So this is
we do too.
Okay, perfect.
I work for a company called State Telephone Company.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So would you be using our equipment, or
I'm going to start off and see if your equipment is good enough.
Okay, perfect. Yes, we do advise our new customers to it's better if you use ours. That way, if we need to troubleshoot for you from our offices, we'll be able to do so.
Right.
Yes. But yeah, you're more than, you know, you're able to switch to your own if you would like to as well. Do you know if you need any extenders at this time?
Any what?
Extenders.
I might need one, but wouldn't I be able to just buy, I mean, I already have one. So what I'm hoping is it will work with the new service.
Okay. Yes. So you can do your.
Have one for my porch.
Okay. Perfect. Porch. If you do decide to get one with us later on, the price is $7.99 added to your current bill.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. All right. Are you? We also provide phone services. Is that something that you're interested in today?
What services? I'm sorry.
Phone services. The landline.
Right. Okay. Okay. Not at this time. Not at this time. I'll have to think about that.
Okay, no worries.
I'm actually going to speak to a few guys I know that have your service and see what they say. And if they say it's a good thing, then I will certainly, you know, add it on later.
Perfect. Sounds great. Do you own or rent your property?
I own.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Are you current utilities feeding into your home through the air or on the ground?
Well, most of it is in the air, and then there's a small piece that's buried. But I actually have a piece of only like, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say maybe like 75 feet from the pole buried. But I have a piece of conduit, a pipe from the pole to my house, so that won't be a problem.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, I actually could do the whole job myself, but I know that you do it. If they need help, I'm there.
Thank you. Okay, so yes, and they will talk to you and see, you know, but what's the best way to bring it into your house, if through poles or on the ground. Perfect. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay, perfect. At the beginning, you told me your first name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Right.
Perfect. Can you please provide me your last name?
Sure. Grandstaff.
I'm sorry. Grand.
Correct. Staff. Just like it sounds. Grand Staff.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure that I have the correct spelling. Grandstaff.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And can I have your email address, please?
Yes. It's S A Grandstaff 8357, and it's a Gmail account.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the best contact number for you, please.
This one here that I'm on is 845-532-7248.
Okay, 845-532-7248.
Correct.
Thank you. What is the best way to contact you, through phone, email, or text?
I guess the phone. Any one of them would be good. You know, I would say phone and text would be the first, but any one of the three would be fine.
Okay, perfect.
Probably the phone would be first. Text second. Because I have my phone on because I work outside, as you know.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So I just need to read a little small disclosure. For the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from our staff and its vendors at your phone, the phone number that you have provided today?
Yes. What would pre-recorded messages be exactly?
I don't have an example right now, but maybe just to, you know, give us a call back,
Your
account. Yes.
Okay. That's fine.
Letting you know that we're doing any system update. Okay. So you may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not conditioned to purchase. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Also, because you have said yes to the text, at RStack Fiber, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls instead. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Let's continue. We're almost done with our process. Okay, Mr. Grand Staff, as part of our order process, we would need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. All right, this would not affect your credit score. We would just need a few pieces of information to validate
you are. My credit's good. I'm fine with it.
All right, just wanted to give you the last little line that you can opt out by of the credit check, but it will mean that you will have to pay a $50 deposit.
Right.
For this process, we would need your social security number. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me just go to my other screen. All right, I'm just going to plug in your address in here. Seven two four eight is your phone number, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you. And if you're ready, if you can please provide me your social security number.
Yes. 071 54 9683.
Okay, thank you so much. One moment, please. All right, perfect. It came out great, as you said. I'm just going to copy the report and paste it on here.
That was quick.
Yes, it comes out really really quick.
Really quick is not even the word.
Yes, I just press submit.
It's quicker than anything that we've done. This is the quickest thing that has happened so far today.
Yeah, I guess because the internet works quick as well.
Because you must have fiber then.
Not yet. I don't have, not in Poughkeepsie yet.
Oh, really?
Yes. I actually have Verizon.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Verizon Fiber?
Verizon Files.
Oh, yes, that's it. The Files,
okay.
Is the Fiber.
The Fiber, oh, okay. That, see, I learned something new today. All right. And Mr. Grandstaff, did you have your checking account or your savings account information to put it in the system for you so they can give you the $10 discount?
$10 a month?
Yeah, so the price for the 1 gig is $79.99. It gives you it brings it down to $69.99 when you signed up for the auto pay and paperless billing. But that we will have need that to put in the information so it can take that promotion.
Okay, that won't be a problem.
Okay. All right, and whenever you're ready, if you can provide me with the routing number.
Okay. 1 second, I have to get it.
Yeah, I will. I will talk to her.
Okay. All right, honey, I'll see you later. Another woman, I'm sorry, my wife.
No, it's okay, no worries.
Okay, all right, so you need my checking account now?
Before
yes, I even get it?
So I can sign you up for paperless billing, and once we're done signing you up, you will get an email to create your online account.
Yes.
You'll be able to do that. But until you get to that information, okay. Perfect. Let me go back then, because until you enter that information, it will not give you the full discount.
Okay.
But I can do. Let me go back. And we could do.
And I can call you, and you can help me with that if I have a problem.
Yes. Yes.
Supposedly, my wife just said there's a woman that we know that lives here in Saugerties that works for Archtop down there. I'll have to talk to her also.
Okay. I wonder who that is.
Her name is Stacy.
Stacy.
You know her?
No. We know very few of the people in the office. Yes. All right. So I have.
So you're working from home.
Correct.
Mhm.
Yes, we. But they need us all locally in case we have to swing by the office. We're not too far away.
Right.
Mhm. All right. So we have the paperless in there, and when you get that email, you just put in the ACH account information.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
All right. Is when we are in your property. Anything that mm-hmm. our tech should be, anything that they should know, any buried wires or septic tanks?
No, my septic is on my front yard, but the cable and the tower comes in on the side of my property on telephone poles. So, mm-hmm. no. And if they need to, like I said, I can help them pull it in to the conduit.
Okay.
I'll just cut the cable TV and pull it through, and I'll pull the other one back through.
Okay.
I could care less.
All right. I'm putting that information in there. In case that the insulation needs to be done on the ground and they have to lay the temporary wire and come back in 10 days after the insulation is completed to bury it, are you okay with that?
I am. I will. You know, like I said, I do that. So, you know. If you know, it would be great if the technicians could just call me and we could work anything out, you know, anything.
Perfect. I would also add that in the notes.
Yeah, then I'm then I'm a fiber tech.
All right, perfect. Okay, Mr. Grandstaff, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as it may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
It's asking you if you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time. And
well, you mean after my contract is
correct?
They,
so
say the two-year contract. So after the contract, it could change.
Correct. But they,
okay,
we would definitely let you know before any changes
mm-hmm.
happen to your account.
As long as it doesn't happen within the time of my contract.
Okay, perfect. So let me place the order.
And then
for
I'll
you.
Just go back to cable. You know, I mean, I we'll see.
We'll
I would rather keep the fiber.
Yes, we'll do anything to keep you happy. No worries. So,
well,
Mr. Grandstaff, now that your installation is now that we have signed you up for the service, you'll receive two emails from our staff Fiverr. One will be a confirmation of this order. The other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your our staff Fiverr customer account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept the terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And as you may know, we advise our new customers to please keep your current provider until our staff ever had installed their services, so you won't lose any connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
I don't.
All right, Mr. Grandstaff, thank you so much for calling us a Fiverr. Welcome to the family. As once the in-service day get closer to the November 21st, our staff Fiverr will reach out to you and schedule the installation appointment.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Have
a good day, Nick.
You do as well. Thank you for calling us a Fiverr. Good afternoon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.